Friday, 13th June 2003. It's recording already. Do you know me? I'm a terrified terrorist, 'cause I don't know you. Can you introduce yourself to me? Who are you? Plug you in. Plug me in. Pump up the volume. Volume number 2. This is 6 p.m. This is Mental Groove. This is my radio.
would you like a drink? Come on in. So my name is Dr. Booty Grabber. My first name is Ernest. My middle name is Freaky. Now that I've told you a little bit about myself, can you tell me something about yourself? So, thank you for coming to my office. Why don't you make yourself a little bit more comfortable? Okay. Here, why don't you walk over to the table and turn around and take off your pants. You've got a nice booty. What seems to be the problem? Well, I can test that out for you. Look, why don't you just bend over, grab your ankles, and I'm going to take a few x-rays. So bend over and say cheese. Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit. That's nice. Okay. Everything here looks fine. You say you need a massage? Okay, well, why don't you just lay up on the table here and we'll take care of that. You sure you don't want a drink? Okay, well, I have you know what? Forget it. Here, just have some of mine. Yeah. That's Dr. Booty Grabber to you. I don't know you well enough yet for you to call me Ernest. Or you can call me by my middle name and my last name, which is Freaky Booty Grabber. That's my name. So look, why don't we just like give it the slap test, okay? See how much it jiggles after I slap on it. Hey, that's nice. Do you work out at all? Because it's nice and tight. That's right. Dr. Booty Grabber's the name. And you know what my thing is, don't you? Yeah. Here, you want more? Okay. Don't forget to tell your friends about me. So let's probe into this a little bit deeper. Is that what you want? For me to probe into it much a little bit more deeper? Okay. Okay, get on your hands and knees. Face the wall. Would you like for me to turn the television on so you can watch what we're doing? I've got a camera, you know. It's over there on the wall. Wave and smile. See me behind you, grabbing that booty. How does that feel? Does that feel good enough? A little harder? Okay. You tell me when it gets a little bit too hard. Slap on it a little? Okay. If you want it that way. I'll do anything you want, because you're paying. Dr. Booty Grabber is my name.
Dr. Booty Grabber.
Okay. You say you want to extend your appointment? Well, I have someone else coming in around this time. And if you're comfortable enough, maybe we can all join and have one session together. Is that okay with you? Okay, that's more than fine with me.
Dr. Booty Grabber. Dr. Booty Grabber. Dr. Booty Grabber.
same place? Okay. I'll be here waiting.
Dr. Booty Grubber. 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 However you do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's take a drink. Drink water. No, whiskey. Sonar.
you can take a break. And I'll make your legs shake. Cause I'ma lick you with my tongue. And get your ass sprung.
My click is so tight. It'll make your dick come all night. I'll ride and ride until you come inside. I'll make you scream my name like you was going insane. You give me your checks like I was the IRS. I'm giving you pussy by the pound, making niggas go down. My pussy is so wet, it'll make your ass bust a sweat.
Dick by the pound, dick and hold down. My dick is long and round, I'm giving them dick by the pound.
My pussy is so sweet, it'll make your niggas wanna eat. I got the bomb and shit to make you niggas lick my clit. I wanna sue against the wall to make you crawl, make you crawl. I wanna do it doggy style.
Thank you. Today I want to say fuck to erotism. I want to say fuck romanticism. 2 hours ago I was in the darkness of my room, running away from the sun, looking for mother inspiration, the famous last minute one. She left me down. Where was my box? The box where I put all my inspiration. I probably lost it in hell for a loss. That's where I burnt my hair. Somebody told me to stay dirty. Underground people are scared of too much happiness. So, I decided. So I wrapped my last kiss in a bandage. class upgrade. Boarding. Air conditioning. Switch off all electronic devices before takeoff and landing. Monster mobile phone must be completely turned off during the entire sound trip.
I really like these days because these are the days where you can just like, you don't feel like you have to go outside because of the sun. When the sun is shining, you always feel like, God, I have to get out in the sun. You know, it's a shame I'm sitting inside and it's so sunny outside. But when it's like this, it's like you just want to just sit back and do whatever you want to do. You don't really feel pressured to do anything you don't want to do. I love these days. I call these beautiful days. And everybody else calls cloudy days, you know, ugly days. And I've learned to really appreciate them, especially by living in Seattle. Because that's all we have. We have the same type of weather. Like, this is 6 months a year in Seattle. But it's beautiful because it's deep and it's green and it always smells so fresh and crisp and really, really, really just, the senses are just amazed when you go outside and you smell all that fresh green. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking super. Thank you.
too. When the sun is shining and the air smells so fresh, feel like walking outside in some parks in Berlin. Friends and beers, you know. And the sun goes down so late as you get closer to the pole. Barcelona is not bad either, when the sun is burning and the sea smells so fresh.
Shine, 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 shine.